Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning to you on the Blog Talk joining us today. Thank you for millions who are coming from the Blog Talk, and thank you for all the millions on the Fresh Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. We thank God for you. I want you to try something. I want all of you to try something. If you need a miracle in your life for anything, either a physical miracle, you're dealing with a problem in your body, or you have a problem in your home, or you have a problem on your job, or you have a problem with bills and things like that. Whatever it is, I would like to just challenge you to try something. Or if you're going to the hospital, or whatever it may be, if your son gets sick or your daughter gets sick or whatever the problem may be, on your way, here's the challenge. On your way, thank God 1,000 times and see what happens in the process of that situation. All right? Just think about it. Whenever you get in trouble, get a problem, on your way, thank God 1,000 times. And even if you don't have trouble or problem, and you want to bless your family, bless your home, bless your job situation, on your way to work, or wherever it is, try thanking God 1,000 times and see what happens when you get there. Amen. Because I'm getting ready to pray this prayer on that. And let's see what God does. Father, I thank you because you hear me, Lord. I appreciate it so much. I want you to know that I love you, appreciate you. Asking for forgiveness for anything I've done, any thought, anything I've done that you didn't like, forgive me. I just want you to know that we want to please you. I'm asking you, Lord, oh God, to do something spectacular for these people. Every time they take time for you to thank you 1,000 times, by the time they get there, God, I'm asking you to fix the situation. I preached the sermon from the house to the gate, meaning from when a person can get from the house, by the time they get to the gate of the house, the driveway, the gate, turn it around, I pray. I'm asking God for every person who thanks you 1,000 times. By the time they get from the house to wherever the problem is, I want you to show yourself, your glory, and for your praise in the name of Jesus, and give an ultra awesome miracle. Now, Father, I'm also asking you to look on every person today on this prayer line, God, that got up for you to give you glory and to give you praise. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. They got up, Lord, to seek you first on this First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line, and to give you glory, all the glory, adoration, and all the praise belongs to you. Oh, God, we love you. This is for you today. Amen. This is for you. Now, God, look on them. Look on them. Look on them. Touch them. Bless them. Bless, bless, bless. Oh, God, bless, 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 bless. Lift every heavy burden. Oh, lighten every heavy load. See them through every dark night. See them through every trial, through every tribulation, through every test. Help them to pass every test in the name of Jesus. Now, bless the people this day. We'll give you glory and give you praise. Every participant on the prayer line today, oh God, let them receive a special blessing. and those who really believe this prayer, God, they would be trying to participate because they believe that they would receive a special blessing. Thank you, Lord, for it in Jesus' name. Amen. We greet you, Lord. We greet your Son, God, sitting right beside you on your right hand. And we greet those heavenly bodies. Thank you. Yeah, for everybody. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Look on those who are down. Bring them up. Those who are out, bring them in. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank God. Amen. And amen. Amen. Thank God for you. Good morning to all of you. Are y'all awake on the line?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Look at that. My
Good
God.
Morning.
Y'all are not crawling. Y'all are running. Amen. Look at there. My God, my God. And I know y'all got a testimony about how God woke you up this morning and started you on your way. I never will forget when I was a boy, the mothers, all of them, would have a similar testimony, but it always blessed my little heart. I mean, they get up and say, I thank the Lord for being here. I thank the Lord for being saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and that will fire. Pray for me. And then one of them would get up and say, I thank the Lord for being here. I thank the Lord for being saved, sanctified. And then the Holy Ghost would hit her. And she said, and filled with the whoopee. And that was fire. Pray for me. And we had them all giving a similar testimony. Uh-huh. So, but everybody, the Lord's been good to you. If you're breathing right now, amen, you want to give God a praise because he's been good to you. Amen. So many people stopped breathing last night. And sirens rolled everywhere. People sad at homes. And they got children who are weeping because mama's gone. And adults who are weeping because child is gone. But here we are, able to give God praise. Thank you, Jesus. All right, I'm going to ask you some, and I want to hear y'all this morning. It's not really right, really. It's not really right for you to hear from 616-847-919 and 870 and 312 and 516 and 912 and 773 and 4 and 860 and all these area codes 317 816. So many area codes, and you not give God praise, as if it makes me think of a person who doesn't really know or doesn't realize how good God's been to them. And let's go and give him praise. And I want to hear all y'all open your mouth. Saw a lady one time who could not speak. She could not talk. And she wished that she could open her mouth and give God praise. What about you? You can speak and you can talk. Let's give God praise. Now, I'm going to say praise check. As soon as I say praise check, that's a sign that I'm giving to you. Come on in and let's praise God. And don't praise him for 1 second, 2 seconds. Oh, y'all could do better than that. Let's praise him at least for a whole minute. 2 minutes, 3 minutes. On the block line, we praise him for 20 minutes.
Thank you, Lord.
Are y'all ready? Don't crawl on me. Amen. Don't play me. Don't crawl on me. Let's give God the praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
give us a praise report. Who is the first one who has joy in their soul and peace in their mind about what Jesus did for you. Amen. If so, why don't you give your praise report? Who has one? The line is open to you. All right, I have one.
Good morning. This is Rick Peterson. Thank God for...
What? Wait. This is Ambassador Elect Peterson.
I give praise to that guy. Don't give me a day, but I thank God all the time. I thank God for it. Kept me, woke me, up this morning, and then let the storm come through and kept us safe. And I thank you, praise God. I thank God, see, God enough for us to let the storm go another way and not come through in the wind. So I praise God. I thank you because he keep me in my mind, staying on him. He keep me every day through my trials and tribulations. He still keeps me. Thank you for my family. I just thank him for everything that he do for me. I thank God he's good. There's no other but God can do things that he do. So I thank and praise him. I thank and praise for everyone on the prayer line this morning. And may God bless each and everyone on the line.
Wow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Somebody else.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas, area code 325. And Pastor Johnson, do you remember when you said for us all to write down goals or, you know, like for 2016?
Yes, 10 things.
Okay.
Well, remember that.
One of my goals was find a job with vacation time, sick time, holiday pay, you know, a steady job. And I found that job.
Oh, my God.
It's a Lord.
Yes. Yeah. I start the 12th of April.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited, and I know this is all God. I mean, he has blessed me so much since I've been on this prayer line. And I love y'all all. And y'all
Yeah. God bless you. Amen. You said something because you were specific about what you wanted on your job. God blessed you. So that's a witness and a testimony to people. When you go to God for what you need and your heart's desires and describe it, you know, because there are many situations out here. But you describe that job that you ask God for one more time.
Yes.
Renee, describe it one more time. Describe it. You said you want a job with what?
I said I wanted a job with benefits, vacation time, sick time, holiday pay. I wanted Monday through Friday and maybe some Saturdays. So I could go to church still. And God gave it to me. Thank you, Jesus. I am so happy.
Now, that's beautiful. Now, let me ask you, when did you ask the Lord for that?
Well, I've been asking since January when you told us to write our goals down. I've been asking God. That was one of my goals, is to get a full-time steady job.
So you ask him in January. So now...
I say my list every day, and you know you said to put ask for 10 goals for the year of 2016, and some of my goals that I have wrote down in January, some of them have already succeeded. Like one of them was to have peace with my brother. I have peace with my brother. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So I'm just trying to get at you. Ask God for this in January, and this is April. See, that's my message right there. When you ask God for something, give the anointing. Time to work. Give the anointing time to work. Amen.
Yes.
See, God can work so fast, but many times it's not you, but he has to deal with so many hard-headed people trying to persuade them so that the blessing can come to you.
Yes, and it's
so give
it's
him
about,
time to work.
It's about patience, right? To have patience, you know, when it's God's time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, I'm so happy for you. I really am.
Thank you so much. I love y'all all on the prayer line. God bless y'all all.
Thank you.
All right, why don't we have somebody else who has a blessing? Let me give them a, I normally wait to the end. Let me just, this may not mean much to you, but it meant a lot to me. I had lost a office card with a program on it, and I needed it. I really did to activate that program. And I searched and searched and searched and could not find it. I really needed to find it because my wife had given it to me. And I searched and searched. It took about an hour searching all of my office. I was at the point where I said, Lord, I just stopped and prayed. I said, Lord, you know I'm looking for this card. I don't have time. I really don't want to waste any time, but I'm looking for this card. I need it, and I don't know where it is. And I'm asking you, God, you know where it is. Help me. Please help me to find this card. So I stopped and prayed. And as soon as I said, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, amen. And boom, there it is. God showed it to me in not more than 2 seconds. I think it's probably about a 1 second that he showed it to me. I think, yeah, a second, he showed it to me immediately. He showed it to me. Now, that was a sign. It couldn't have been the enemy who showed it to me. It had to be God who moved for me in 1 second. And I just started praising God all over this office. Oh, my God, I praised him. For he showed it to me in 1 second, and I knew the significance of that. Because most people think God is slow. Amen. But he's not slow.
No.
Amen.
No.
He may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. And I realize that one day to God is 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
If he moves for you in one day, 24 hours, it's like 1,000 years to him. Yeah. So if you break it down, 1 second to God is like 32 days, 1 second. So if God moved in 1 second for me, it was like God moved in 1/32nd of a second. Oh, my God. And I began to praise God because he moved. He showed me this, what I was looking for, an hour, what took me an hour. To God, he showed it to me in 1/32nd of a second to him because I found it in 1 second's time. So that's 1/32nd. If a day is like a second to God, it's like 32 days. He showed it to me 1/32nd of a second. I began to praise God because it said that he's always mindful of me. And I praise him. Oh, my God. Somebody else, and let me tell you something. If he moved for you, since he moved for you, Sister Renee, in 3 months like that, that's like God moved, oh, my God, in 3 or 4 seconds. He immediately let it happen for you.
Yes.
And my God, and we appreciate it for it. All right, anybody else have another testimony? What did God do for you? How did God make a way for you? Come on, saints, make known his deeds before men. All right? What did God do for you? I'm looking for a praise report. Are y'all hearing me? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can. Good morning. God bless you, and God bless everyone on the line. Giving honor to God, to Dr. Johnson. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby, area code 708. The Lord has done so many great things for me. I thank the Lord. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, I can't think of all of it. But he has, just because he keeps doing great things for me. I thank and praise him for his goodness. The Lord has made so much. I just like one brother in my church say, he just like to see God's hand in his life. And I look back from when I was a child and see God's hand in my life all the way up in my life to the age I am now. The Lord is good. He healed my body so many times. But most of all, the Lord came into my life and saved me and gave me a different mind, gave me a mind to please him. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. The Lord has healed my body so many times. And I thank God for that testimony you gave about how you found something. You know, sometimes people will say it was small. But it's not small to me, because when you tell them what God did for you, it makes me know that God is still doing things, and he'll do great things for us, and he'll do things for us. You know, one of my church mothers taught us, nothing is too small if you're concerned about it. God is concerned about us, and he's concerned about the things that we are concerned about. And I thank him for that on today. I thank him for how he blessed my going out and my coming in, and how he makes a way, and how he always let me have enough. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. When I ask the Lord for some things, he give me more. And that's so that I can share with somebody else. And I thank and praise the Lord for that today. The Lord is good, and he's worthy to be praised.
All right. God bless you, Mother. Let me get somebody else who God has been good to, and you appreciate him. All right. Like Mother Digby. All right. Someone else.
All right. All right.
As a praise report. Come on, give it. The line is open to you.
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I want to first give honor to God, all the saints on this prayer line. I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord on yesterday that I took my daughter to the doctor, and because there were some things going on with her, and I thank the Lord that everything is fine with her. I thank the Lord that they be ready to give us a family therapy. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me and my children in your prayers. And also, I want to thank the Lord for my sister in Oklahoma. Her name is Vonda. We get on the phone every night, me, her, and the kids, and we've been reading 1 Chronicles 13:4-8. And because we're trying to teach the kids about obedience, love, and patience. So I thank the Lord for that, and I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me and my family in your prayers.
Beautiful. All right, God bless you. Someone else who has a praise report, please. Give me a praise report, saints. I'm sure y'all have a praise report from Texas. And amen. Sister Yvonne Coleman, I know you always have a prayer report. Amen. Ambassador Hagan, Ambassador Hodges, Ambassador Pfeiffer, all of y'all have praise reports, I know. Amen. Let's get another praise report. Who has one? Amen. Who wants to tell it? Tell it. Mm-hmm. The line is open to you.
919. This is Rosa Williams.
Yes, ma'am.
Give honor to Yahshua and to the bishop and to everyone on this line. And I thank the master how he woke me up this morning. I've been up ever since about 5 o'clock. I done been in prayer. I prayed, and then I done studied the word. And I thank him for being in this program. And
go ahead,
I know what to do, because yesterday I said to the master, Heavenly Father, will you please send somebody to cut my grass for me? And I said, it's so tall. And so I got pots of dirt in it, and I did all of that yesterday. And I thank him for not letting me be sore this morning. And my son came early and cut my grass for me. I know he's a prayer answer.
Jesus.
He will ask me. This thing won't stay in heaven. If you live the life and pray the prayer, he'll send the answer back. And you all pray for me to continue. And I thank him, and I thank him for everything. And I thank him all time, riding in the car. So pray my strength in Yahshua.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mother. Bless you. Anybody else?
First, give it unto my Heavenly Father, to all the saints on the prayer line. This is 913. This is Sister Coleman. I just thank God for waking me up this morning. I thank God for giving me activities of my limbs. I thank God for giving me activity of my brain in the right mind state. But I just thank the Lord for the other day. You know, I've been having problems with my eyes, and they've been giving me eye injections, you know, to keep me from going blind. But I went to the doctor the other day. And he said, well, we don't have to give you any injection right now today because the eye is strengthening. That eye is strengthening back up. And I thank God for that. I thank him for all that he's done for me. I ask each and every one of you to keep me in your prayers.
All right, someone else. Give him a praise report. What God has done for you. The line is open to you.
Good morning, this is Ambassador Hodges, and I thank God for what he has done for me. I thank him for another day that he has allowed me to see, for his travel mercy, for his healing powers. Thank God for our youth prayer line, for the youth everywhere around the world. Thank God for expectation and the things that I believe in God for, and I thank him for this walk of faith that he has me on right now. I thank God because he's such a good God, and he's such a provider. You all continue to pray my strength in the Lord.
All right, someone else.
Good morning. This is Sister Christopher from Odessa, Texas. I just wanted to call and get on the line and just thank God for blessing me in my travels. And we prayed and asked for safe travel. And I've been back and forth to Memphis a couple of times now, and God has just blessed me with no accidents and no tickets. And I thank him for that. And also, I asked for prayer for my right eye. I had floaters in it, and I went to the doctor, and he said, it should clear up in 2 months, and I'm just thanking God that I can see that the floater is getting lighter and lighter and lighter, and I'm just trusting God and knowing that he's going to have that disappear. And I'm just thankful to God on this morning.
Right. Give us one more. Someone else, the Lord has blessed.
Praise the Lord, Chief Ambassador. This is Ambassador Stith, and I just give God glory for this glorious day that he has made. I thank God this morning because the Bible lets me know that this is the day that he made, and he has his hands in it. Hallelujah. He knows the plan that he has for my life on this day. I thank God for the victory. I thank God for the elements in the air. Amen. I thank God for the authority and power that he has given us as believers. Amen. And I thank God that I know who I am. I thank God this morning that I am the righteousness of God in Christ. And every day I walk by faith and not by sight. I thank God that I can lift up my head. All ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, for the King of glory shall come in. And I thank God that he is in. Hallelujah. I thank God that he's the Lord over every situation, that he is Lord. He is King. He's my liberty this morning. He is my strength this morning. And I can put my blessed hands together and slap the devil upside the head this morning. I thank God for the victory. Hallelujah. I thank God that I have a mouth. Oh, God, I thank you. And every time I say hallelujah, I'm confusing the enemy because I look at the circumstances. Sometimes the circumstances will hold you hostage. But if you just think on the goodness of Jesus, hallelujah, and all that he has done, what he has doing, and you look at the end of the book, and the book says we win, and I keep looking at the end, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, thanking God for favor this morning. God bless you, Chief. I'm about to get worked up in my spirit because I know who I am, hallelujah. God bless all of you, and dominate this day, declare and speak life in this day. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Wonderful. Amen. Let me move here just a little bit here. I'm going to the wisdom seminar just a little bit for a few minutes. I want you to give me what this means to you. It's Psalms 41. And let me go from 1 to about, well, let's see where we stop here. It says, blessed is he or she that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him or her in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. And the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start right there, the third verse. What does that mean to you? Give me what that means to you. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Have you all seen that verse? I mean, have you really seen it? Have you stopped to really think about that? Because there's some promises here if you consider the poor. I gave this, I heard about a presiding bishop who was dying of cancer, and I called him. And I said, the Lord gave me a word for you. May I give it to you? He said, all right, son, come on, come on. And I read that to him. I said, the Lord showed me this in Psalms 41, verse 1. It said, now you're sick, but the Lord says this, blessed is he that considereth the poor. And you're sick. And it says, the Lord will deliver you. I want to put your name, Bishop so-and-so. The Lord will deliver you, Bishop so-and-so, in the time of trouble. And then it says, the Lord will preserve you, Bishop so-and-so, and keep you alive. Doesn't say that if you have cancer, he won't deliver you. It doesn't say, no matter what it is, it says that the Lord will deliver you and keep you alive if you're considered poor. He will make up, verse 7, it says, the Lord will preserve, he will preserve you and keep you alive. And then it says, he will bless you upon the earth. And then it says, and you will not be delivered unto the will of your enemies. He was presiding bishop, and several people around him waiting for him to die because they wanted his position. Amen. And then I said to him, and the Lord will strengthen you. It says here that he'll strengthen you upon your bed of languishing. Amen. When you're going through storms, tribulations, like you are now, trials, he'll strengthen you. Then it says, and thou, the Lord, will make all bed, he'll make all your bed in sickness. What does that mean? I said, Bishop, that means that the Lord will raise you up. He's going to make your bed in sickness. In other words, you're going to get up and be well because you're not going to be in that bed of sickness. Mm-hmm. And he began to consider the poor and gave several bicycles over in Africa and things like that. Just one of the things he did. And the Lord raised him up and healed him from cancer. All right, I want to get your take on that. What does that mean to you? Blessed is he or she that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver you. Anybody? The line is open to you. Thanks to God. We have these wisdom seminars because God many times reserves many of his secrets for the last day, the Bible says. And he delivers it unto his saints and to his prophets.
This is Sister William, 919.
All right, Mother, go ahead.
I help the people over there in Africa, Haiti. I send money every month over there to help people. And so I know that he can do anything but fail, because a lot of them people over there in Haiti, they call them the lost people. They didn't know nothing about Yahshua. And they eat making mud cookies and eating because they didn't have anything to eat. So I support them every month, and two or three of them country over there. So I know about the poor and how to help the poor. Well, I do that all the time.
Beautiful. All right, someone else? What does that mean to you? Blessed is he or she that considereth the poor. God says what he will do for you if you just consider the poor. All right. Someone
yes,
else?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ambassador Black Deborah Pryor, and I'm just thankful for the prayer line and how it's been a blessing to me, and thankful that not only considering the poor, but if we can help the poor, that that's what we're charged to do. And I'm just grateful for God, grateful to God, because he does continue to make a way out of no way for us. He continues to heal. And I'm just grateful that that to see his hand in my life, you know,
mm-hmm.
and in
thank
the life
you.
Of my loved ones also.
Mm-hmm. God bless you. Let me ask you a question, but not just a question to you, but to all of us. I mean, now is that scripture referring to the poor in Africa, the poor in India, and the poor in Asia? Or what does that mean to you? I mean, what is that saying? Do we consider the poor also in America or wherever? It's all right to consider poor people. All right? The line is open to you. Anybody?
I think actually, everywhere.
This is Brother James. When the Lord referred to the poor, when the Bible was written, God wasn't thinking about America. God said, "For God so loved the world." He wasn't just considering the people in our neighborhoods and in our country, but God included the entire world. He didn't leave anyone out. One of the things he also says, the poor will have with us always. And when I think about the poor, I don't think about folk who just don't have enough money to eat. But I think about the poor in spirit, the ones that don't have the word of God. And I think about the ones that are poor emotionally. They don't have the support that they would from their husbands or their children or their family. And I think about the poor in so many different areas other than the fact that they don't have money or don't have those basic needs in their lives to take care of themselves. But most importantly, the Lord said in the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. And he wasn't talking about the food that we eat every day, but he was talking about the word of God. And so when we talk about the poor, we don't only think, I don't only think about the things that people don't have in their lives, the basic needs, but also the spiritual needs that they have and the emotional and psychological and social needs that they have. And I just want to share one little story about the poor with you. This past Christmas, the Lord blessed me to be able to go and spend, and gave me a little bit of money to be able to share, put some packages together for some homeless guys down in Topeka, Kansas. And I had about 150 bags of all kind of health and comfort needs that they might need, and a little bit of candy and different things. I was handing them out, hello.
There's somebody who's moving around the phone so much. Please,
it is kind of distracting.
Okay. If you do that, please just hold it. You're moving around the phone a lot. Amen. Please, all you have to do is simply push star 6, the star button on your phone, and 6, and that will eliminate that. All right, you stopped it right now. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Brother James.
I wanted to share this story about